Off the Ball.
Get all the best bits at newstalk.com/off the ball.
Newstalk 106 to 108.
John Hartson, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, guys.
How was your experience of that match? What did you make of it?
Well, first of all, I just want to say my thoughts are with Seamus Coleman. We wish him a healthy, sort of speedy, full recovery. Of course, you know, it was a horrific tackle by Neil Taylor. It was reckless. It was irresponsible, and it certainly deserved a red card. And obviously, our thoughts go to Seamus. I thought that whole situation of the sending off, I thought it marred what should have been a really, really good occasion. Okay, it wasn't a classic. I thought it was a very good, organised, defensive performance. I did enough to win a game of football, considering the onus was on the Welsh to take the game to the Republic of Ireland. We needed the points. We needed to win the game. I don't think we did enough. We had two shots on target in the 90 minutes. That's nowhere near enough. We didn't get enough from our best players. And basically, Republic of Ireland did very, very well. They got what they set out to do. I knew it would be difficult to break down. Having played in a Martin O'Neill side myself for 4 years, his attention to detail, the pressing was from... it was an okay football match, but you're still in a great position, you know, and we've still got our work to do. That's how I think.
Yeah, I think that's a really fair summation of exactly where the group situation is at the moment. I mean, in the aftermath of a game like that, obviously the Seamus Coleman situation, yes, is foremost in all our thoughts, and we've been talking about that a good bit today. But the specifics of the game, Wales definitely dominated around the midfield for the first hour, and I think Joe Allen was probably the class of the midfielders on the field of play. Obviously, Gareth Bale was the best player, but maybe the most effective player in the game was Allen.
Yes, you know, Joe Allen is a very good player. You know, I think he was deeper last night than where he's actually been playing for Stoke. I think Mark Hughes has pushed him a little bit further forward, hence we've seen him score quite a few goals this season for Stoke, playing in a little bit more forward role. Whereas he was slightly deeper last night with Aaron Ramsey trying to go forward. But I thought we were very ponderous at times, I think, trying to attack. I thought Hal Robson-Kanu was very isolated at times, leading the line. I thought we never got any real quality into him. I thought you closed down, you nullified the space for Bale to run into. Yes, there were little fits and starts and little moments where you got off your chair a little bit and, you're on your feet. But in terms of, you know, we didn't do enough to win a game of football. That's the bottom line. And I thought Ireland, you know, they looked dangerous once or twice on the break with Shane Long, who I thought had a terrific game. I thought he worked his socks off all night. John Walters was his normal self, big, strong, aggressive, good, you know, strong runner, great attitude, perfect, you know, getting anybody's team with that type of attitude and desire that he shows every time he plays. So we never did enough. We really didn't. We're very much now on a mountain to climb. We have to go to Serbia in June, minus Gareth, of course. The last time we were there, we lost 6-1 a couple of years ago in a World Cup qualifier. And we've got it all to do, you know, we really have, and we have to go and win that game. And then obviously we take 3 points off Serbia, we climb three points, we still have to go to Georgia, we still have to go to Moldova, and then Austria and yourselves to come in the very, very last game. But full respect to you boys, you know, I think you deserved what you got. And, you know, you're still very much in charge of your own destiny now.
John, that was the first time that group of players have all been on the pitch starting together since that brilliant campaign against brilliant win against Belgium during Euro 2016. What's the difference watching them last night compared to watching them during the summer?
Well, they never got forward enough. They never countered well enough. I thought we were a little bit better in the second half when we went to a back four and we swapped Sam Vokes. Neil Taylor pushed further forward up the pitch. Sam Vokes came on for Hal Robson-Kanu and Gareth Bale tried to play as close as he could. It was more like a 4-4-2 in the second half. We went searching for a goal, and I thought our best spell came with about 10, 15 minutes into the second half. And then actually when that terrific tackle by Neil Taylor, when that happened in, what, the 64th minute, and we went down to 10 men, I think we showed some spirit, we showed a bit of character to hold out for a draw in the end, and we came away probably fortunate then with having gone down to 10 men that you couldn't quite, you know, under quite severe pressure, you forced corners, you forced free kicks, you had a really good go when we were down to 10 men. I thought you sort of smelt blood at that time. And we held on and we showed great character, which was one of the very, very few plus points I actually thought in the game. You know, I'm sitting there thinking, we need to do more. We need to be more creative. I thought we were ponderous, we were slow in our build-up. And yes, we kept the ball from right to left. It was nice on the eye, but never really threatening, you know, anybody sort of in behind. You know, we didn't test Randolph enough. We never got going. At, you know, John O'Shea was a rock winning his under 17th cap. And, you know, I'm not sounding patronising, but I thought you were very impressive last night, and you could see why you're top of the group.
John, it's Dave here. I think it's fair to say you enjoyed a tackle when you were a player. Have you played in games where the referees seemed to be taking somewhat of a lenient stand throughout the game, when it led the players as a collective, whether it's yourselves or your opponents, to feel that you could just go a little slightly further over the edge than you might normally do?
Well, I thought there were some really strong challenges going in. I really did. I thought Gareth Bale should have been sent off. For those Irish fans who absolutely slaughtered me on Twitter all day today, it's great for me to come on here and set the record straight. You know, I never defended Neil Taylor. All I said was I didn't feel it was intentional, because I don't think anybody goes on the pitch with a view of breaking somebody, an opponent's leg. I think that is not acceptable, and I don't think it's the case here. Now, it's reckless, it's rash, it's all them strong words. It's a horror tackle. And Neil Taylor will face criticism, he'll face a ban, no doubt, and he has to live with the fact that he could have possibly ended another player's career. Now, all I said was, in all the times that I went in physically, sometimes late, sometimes overly aggressive, sometimes even to hurt an opponent, and if I'm being truthful, it's more intimidation, it's more aggressive, it's to be strong, it's to show that you're bigger, stronger than the opponent. But I never once, ever considered going in intentionally and breaking somebody's leg. That's all I said. And I've been slaughtered for that in terms of sticking up for Neil Taylor, defending him. I don't think that's defending him. I'm the first one to criticise Taylor and saying that's not acceptable. He should get a ban. It's completely wrong what he did. It was reckless. But I don't think genuinely, I don't know what you boys think, I don't think he intentionally went in to break poor Seamus Coleman's leg.
I don't think he went in to break his leg either. But
thank you. Thank you very much. And that's one of your own talking over there. So I hope that people are reasonable about it. Yes, it's horrible. I think as well there's been no apology. People are saying, yes, there has been an apology, because Neil Taylor went straight into the Republic of Ireland's dressing room last night and went on all the players' hands and said how sorry he was. Makes no difference. I'm not defending Taylor, but that was his apology. He shook Roy's hand, he shook Martin's hand, and the next port of call for Taylor will be to go and visit Seamus Coleman in hospital. Now, that doesn't make it up. That doesn't defend his tackle, but that will be his next port of call. So I wanted to get that clear. I never defended Taylor. We are going to show a clip tonight, listen to a clip on 6:06. And I hope the Republic of Ireland fans are listening, and I hope they phone in, because when they listened to me last night on commentary, they can see what I said and they can hear what I said. in terms of irresponsible, reckless.
Yeah.
I said Gareth Bale deserved the red card and Neil Taylor deserved the red card and Glenn Whelan deserved the red card for elbowing Joe Allen. Now, it was a physical game and the referee sort of set the tone. He let decisions go. He let strong challenges go. And in the second half, it turned into a bit of a free-for-all. But I can't overemphasise enough, I did not defend Neil Taylor. That's the bottom line.
That's fair enough. I don't think... Yeah, I certainly... We didn't think you were...
Yeah, it's all over Twitter. I think all the numpties are, they're all the keyboard warriors and, all the bandwagon jumpers. You know, one person sends a tweet and then you reply and then the next thing you've got 20 against you, then you can't really reason. But I hope there I put the record straight.
Yeah, I mean, generally, one of the things I think that annoyed a lot of the Irish fans afterwards was Chris Coleman saying your boys didn't come out with halos on their heads either. And look, I get that there was niggle on both sides, but there's a difference between the standard stuff that you get, and maybe there's one of them is a red card offence, maybe one of them is a yellow card offence. And the leg-breaking tackles, because people go with elbows into challenges, fair enough. Sometimes it's sneaky, sometimes it's malicious.
Yeah.
The danger is that this could end careers, and certainly there's a strong chance that this is going to cost Seamus Coleman an awful lot of money and the rest of this World Cup campaign as well.
Yeah, well, it was a poor challenge from Neil Taylor. He's got to face the consequences. He's got to live with what he's done. And... he will face all the action. He will have to live with the shame. And he want to start praying that, Seamus Coleman makes a full recovery.
John, is it something that players carry with them for a long while after an incident
as that? I made one of the biggest regrets of my career 20 years ago, and I'm still reminded of it today. You know, I kicked a teammate in training, Al Berkovic. I kicked out and I kicked him at the side of his face. Now, I'm living with that today. I'm living with that shame. That's my biggest regret. I should never have reacted that way. But I held my hands up. It was done. I shouldn't have reacted that way. Yes, I was physical. I was strong. I was aggressive. But I never went in to break people's legs. And that was a massive, massive... People always ask me, have you got any regrets, John? I've only got one regret. That's that incident. And I shouldn't have reacted that way. It was wrong. I brought Al Berkovic down and tackled him from behind. He lashed out. He punched me in the hip. And then immediately I kicked out when I shouldn't have done that. It was recorded by a mobile phone on the side of the pitch. It was sold to the world's press. I was banned. I was fined. And I've had to live with it. So Neil Taylor has to live with his actions. And it was totally wrong. It was a shocking challenge. And I have not once tried to defend Neil other than the fact I don't think intentionally he tried to break his leg. It's strong. His foot was high. Potentially, yes, it can happen. It can happen, any time in terms of players going in.
Yeah.
The challenge was horrific.
Yeah.
And I feel for Seamus Coleman. I genuinely hope that he makes a full recovery and a speedy one.
We were talking earlier that everybody's kind of come out very quickly and repeatedly, and it's become a bit of a cliche over the last, I don't know, whatever it is now, 18 hours on, that he's not that type of player. But the thing is now, for the rest of his career, anytime he goes in for one of those tackles, people are going to say,
that's right,
he is that type of player, because he's capable
of that.
But
everybody's looking for previous. Everybody's looking at pictures down the years of, when he was sent off for one or two other things and getting into if different issues in Premier League games, and everybody will take pictures and send things out and say, well, he is that type of player. But I think what the players and the manager was trying to say was he doesn't seem that type of character.
That it's not intentional,
But obviously now he has to live with it. And people will say, well, he is that character, John. Otherwise, he wouldn't have done what he did. So I can see that point as well. But I don't think there's a defence for Neil. I don't think you can. There's no case for him. He has to live with what he's done. It's an awful tackle, and it's not about Neil Taylor right now. It's about Seamus Coleman. That's the bottom line. That's the major talking point. And it marred. There really was. It got subdued towards the end. People were still pretty much. Seamus Coleman was in everybody's thoughts leaving the ground. The result became a little bit irrelevant, really, because people's minds were on Seamus Coleman, because we didn't really know, because our cameras right up in the skies at the Aviva, they never showed replays. So basically, we saw the paramedics, we saw the gas and air, we saw the stretchers come on, and we immediately realized it was serious. We immediately realized, because obviously they weren't showing replays, so they knew it was far too serious for people watching at home to see it again. So we knew that that Seamus Coleman was really, really badly injured, but we had to wait a while to see the ferocity and you know, and the naughtiness of the challenge before we could really comment, because we didn't have video pictures where we were, and myself and Kevin Kimban, all we could do, me and Kevin, was obviously wish Seamus Coleman, you know, the best of health and hopefully a full recovery, because he's got the attitude, he's got the character. We know he's that type of player. You don't captain your country for nothing. You know, Martin O'Neill obviously trusts him and believes in him, so he'll have all the support in the world from his club, Everton, as well. But I can't say that I didn't. I tried to defend Taylor, because I didn't, and I'm really going strong about that. So everybody today that's been on the Twitter, jumping on the bandwagon, doing this, doing that, saying they've lost respect for me, I've obviously as well lost a lot of respect for you.
John, you mentioned there that Wales have a mountain to climb if they're to qualify. They have to go to Serbia, they have to go to Moldova, to Georgia before the end of the campaign. Would you be quite fearful now that the way they've started, and would you be fearful that the group don't really have it within them now to probably have win every game between now and the end of the campaign?
Yeah, well, it's going to be difficult now. It's going to be really, really difficult now, because we have to go to Serbia, who are a very, very good side. You know, they beat Georgia away from home last night, 3-1. That looked pretty comfortable in the end. So that's a really tough game for us. Then we have to beat Austria at home. We have to beat you at home. We really, really can't afford to drop any more points. It's looking difficult. I'm a little bit resigned to say we're out. You know, we're out. We can't do it. We've drawn too many games. We've won one and drawn four. We've dropped 8 points. Sorry, 10 points, whatever it is, by drawing games. If we'd won one of them, if we'd held on, you know, we'd now be on 9 points and competitive again. But we're not. So we have to live with it. We've been sloppy when we've taken leads last night. I don't think we were really at our best in terms of trying to win a game of football. Yes, the endeavour was there, the effort was there, but we just didn't show the quality that we have within the group last night. So the answer to your question is it's just extremely difficult now. We need to put in a run of fantastic wins over a 7 or 8 month period, missing, of course, our best player, and that is Gareth Bale, for the next one, of course, away in Serbia in June.
It's almost impossible to see that team winning without Gareth Bale in Serbia, isn't it? Like that.
Yes. Yeah. Well. Yeah. Of course. You know, he's massive for us. You know, he's our most creative player. He's the superstar of the group. You know, he's the one world class player that everybody wants in their team. And I thought the way that you nullified his threat last night was a credit to you, boy.
All right, John. Great stuff.
Yeah, we've a lot of people just texting in agreeing with you, John, saying you're 100% correct in your analysis.
Well, I'm just going to be honest, boys. You know me, you get me over all the time. I'm willing to come on any time. I give you, it's from the heart. I'm honest. I don't beat about the bush. I don't bullshit. Excuse for the language. I tell it as it is. But I don't take the people jumping on the bandwagon, keyboard warriors, they call them, giving me stick, giving me all sorts of abuse. My block button has been really busy today. I open myself up, I let people into my life a little bit, and then you just get slaughtered by total idiots on Twitter. If I wasn't an ambassador for 3 or 4 different companies, and I have to put the businesses and they want people to follow, blah, 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 I would come off Twitter. It really means nothing to me. But I'm on there because I have to be, my charity benefits from it. That's the only reason. So I don't take to people talking absolute nonsense. I did not defend Neil Taylor. End of.
John, great stuff. Thanks a million.
Thank you, boys. All the best.
Talk to you again soon.
Off the ball.
Get all the best bits at newstalk.com/offtheball.
Newstalk 106 to 108.